Welcome to the Eevee Cafe Takeaway. Today you'll notice that the studio is just a little bit quieter. There's no Paul, which gives me a perfect opportunity to speak a little louder about the things that I think really matter. Now, we spend a lot of time in this industry looking at very polished data and projected timelines, but rarely do we stop to look at the structural reality of what is happening in the real world. And having been around the EV space for some while, it's apparent that people are not yet confident enough to buy used electric cars or vans, and they talk a lot about how long the battery will last, or is it any good? And we're at a pivot point where the sheer volume of information, or lack of it, is starting to mask the move in general direction. It's easy to be busy in our world, and it's much harder to be effective. But today, I want to get to the core of this and other issues, and I'm joined by a guest who's right in the thick of the transition. We're not here to talk about his CV or the potential of things that might happen. We're here to talk about the truth of the current landscape. So let's get into it. Let me introduce Alex Millinger of Avalo. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing? All good?
I'm really well. You?
Yeah, fine. I'm here in the studio in Vienna.
That would explain the accent. Now, tell us a little bit about Avalo and what your role is within the company.
So Avalo invented a battery diagnostic system for PHEVs and EVs. It started in 2018, and we produce a diagnostic on an EV where you can indicate the value of the battery and the health of the battery. This is the most important part. I joined the company last year in February, so and get the responsibility to grow the market in UK, Ireland, Benelux, Baltics, and Iceland.
And the infrastructure that we have in our country in the UK and the systems that we have you noticed that they are very similar to those in other countries you look after, or are we a little bit behind? Where are we in the scheme of things?
So everyone look into the DACH region, we call here in our region, so Germany, Austria, Switzerland. As we see, one of the first countries where we're strong in EVs and PHEVs was Germany. So, and UK was a little bit behind. And when we look in 2024, not a lot of people are asking about battery health, about EVs. So dealers were avoiding this. But then in 2025, actually, it changed. So in the beginning, three or five people at the dealership asking for a battery health certificate. And then after the summer break, five people asking for a battery health certificate that they see how good is the quality of the battery of an EV.
So let's talk about the process a little bit. So somebody has the opportunity to buy a used electric van, let's say. They can go to an auction and or a dealer, and they can see a vehicle. And on the face of it, it looks like it will do a good job for them. But they lack the confidence of knowing that, because it's 2 years old, what the state of the battery will be when they buy it. Will it do the distance that they hope for? Will it charge as well as they hope for? And Avalo can help to identify just how good the battery is. How do you do that?
Yes, we do it in a simple way. So we just connect the plug-and-play unit to the OBD. Then it takes just 15 seconds. And after 3 minutes, you get a full report of the battery health status of the EV. And this, as you know, so the value of the battery of an EV is quite high. Therefore, the customer needs to know how the battery health is.
And you certificate that state of health, don't you? So there's a report that comes out from the system which allows the buyer to know precisely how good those cells are. So is that part of that sales process that you have with some partners?
So we are working in the UK, for example. We're working with companies together like BCA, Cox Monheim, and Copart. So where they using this unit, just plug and play. So, and then they get the result. And this gives a higher value for the EV. and also secure the market, gives trust to the customer, and also will grow the market, because as more new EVs coming into the market, so also more used EV coming to the market. For example, registration in 2024 was roughly by 180,000 of used EVs and PHEVs.
So you can actually help to develop the confidence in the marketplace that buyers need to buy the used vehicles, which will make getting them out of existing fleets and into that secondhand market much, much easier. Who are your ideal sort of customers, Alex? Who are you after?
Well, we are after all the dealer groups, of course. And also we're working with platforms together, so like car history reports services, so that they implement our battery certificate, that any user can just go to this platform, type in the number plate or the VIN number, and then check and see what is the history. And in addition, they have our battery certificate. And this is quite important, because we are the only company to provide a plug-and-play solution with a diagnostic in the UK market.
And you get not just the basic information about the battery. Avalos technology enables people to learn quite a lot of information about the battery, how it's been used, how it's been charged, and its current state of health. Do you use AI in your software to interpret the information and to give the customer a suite of information they wouldn't ordinarily get from anywhere else?
So let me answer this question. It's a good one, in the right way. So we have our technical department. So where we providing our laboratory, the battery cloud, with all the necessary information. We have a lot of vehicles are permanent driving in the whole world. So where we fetching data, where we collecting data and see the battery behavior. Also, we have a big laboratory in Vienna. So where we monitoring batteries. So, and when we check an EV, so when we start with diagnostic and get all the major value cells and also the detailed value we get through thousands of data points, then we get this data, bring it to our battery cloud, and then we produce our result to show to the customer. You can compare this if you go to the doctor and you just get a big short blood sample. He will send it to the laboratory. He knows how tall you are, how is your weight, and all the other important indicators. And then they will look in the laboratory how have to be your health status. And then you get the result and the doctor will, for example, say, hey, John, you need to get more vitamin D. So, and then everything is in process. And this is the same what we are doing. So, or similar what we are doing. So we get this information, we look in the diagnostic, deep diagnostic in the battery, and then we analyze this and give them the actual state of health and not just a readout value.
So that's really valuable information that people who are EV curious, I guess, can start to really look down a list of information to deal with their fears. It's something that we don't see in the internal combustion engine industry. It's almost like we're setting the industry up above the traditional internal combustion engine motor trade.
Yes.
Yeah, you're adding so much information and many levels of information so that the buyer can make not only informed choices, but way more informed choices than they ever have. Have you always worked in areas where you challenge the status quo, that you push hard to do new things, or is this something new for you at Avalo?
I have also in the past before I was working in Avalo in other industries. So I supported company to develop markets to get the right market structure. And I'm very glad and happy that I joined last year at the company, because it's this what the market needs. So, and with just this small piece, so you just get trust secured to the customer, because with an Avalo battery certificate, you have the value of the vehicle. And if you, for example, buy now a used vehicle with a 92%, and then you check it after 2 years and it's a 91%, so you have still this added value when you put it and place it into the market, like on Auto Trader or on other platforms.
If you operate a fleet of cars or vans, you'll know electric is the future. Transitioning to EVs can appear daunting, but with Europe Car, it's effortless. Our long-term EV rentals eliminate the upfront costs, contract commitments, and uncertainty. Instead, you'll get total flexibility, a wide choice of cars and vans, and Europe Car's expert support. So, make the switch without the stress and experience Europe Karma. Search Europe Car Business.
I'm fascinated to understand what's special about Avalu. You are a very driven human being. We met recently, and I get the sense that you push hard to get results. So Avalu are lucky to have you. What's special about them?
Special about them, so that our founder, Nico Mayhofer, he especially built BMS systems. Had in the global role in the past. And the passion is that we are a very fast-growing company. So when we look into 2024, we are just around about 30, 40 employees. Now we are almost over 100 employees. So, and we just had an announcement a couple of weeks ago that a huge investor came in, put also 30 million euros into our company, so that we are growing. And we are not just in the European market. We're already in the US market. We are in the Brazilian market, in Japan, in the Asia-Pacific market. So we grow over the world because people trust us. People trust our value and also the high value of Austrian engineering.
One of the challenges in any business is to take people along with you on the journey. And I wonder, when you strip away the public relations and spreadsheets and data and all that stuff, what's one thing you and your clients are celebrating that you're achieving right now, which you don't sometimes talk about very much?
Let me go into this question. So, for example, we had one situation, we don't put it quite big in the public, but there a private customer reached out to us, and this customer asked very helpless for our help, and he did a battery certification, and we looked into it, and we give him the support so that he claim at the car dealership that he get a new battery. So it even goes on the next level. The car was on a financial situation, and the car dealer have to reimburse the customer. The car dealer also have to reimburse a financing institute, so that the customer in the end get all this money back because he had this value of an Avalu certificate. So, and he was trusted because the dealer sold the car without an Avalu battery certificate.
Mm. So am I right in thinking that individual customers can come to you and say, I'd like to have one of your OBD readers and a report generated for my vehicle?
Yes, of course. Every customer can call us or it's our resellers in the UK. So, and then they get a unit, charge the car to 100%, drive it, connect it, and it's allowed. So don't be afraid, because our unit is certified. Also for the driving mode, you can connect it, keep it ongoing until you're 10%, and then you get a premium test for the private customer, and then they see, oh, my car has this value. So, and just call us, and we will help you with this.
Wow. Have you ever been surprised by what's come out of a battery state of health report?
Yes, there was one event in the UK. I won't say especially the brand name of the vehicle, but we did a test on a very new vehicle, and we had like a yellow indication that something is not correct with the battery. So the OEM responsible person was very afraid. What's going on with the car? And we just say, calm down. You just have to charge the battery to 100% and then rebalance. So, and then on the next day, we did another test, and you see, everything was fine, because there's more in the battery than just charging and driving. There's a lot of going on in these EVs.
That's really interesting. So it's absolutely right and proper that you should be plugging in, getting your battery state of health checked, almost as you said, like a health check for me as a human being.
Yes,
that's
of course.
Really interesting. Yeah, I like that. So just see the car as an extension of yourself, invest in the vehicle and keep its health as good as it can be.
Yes, of course. And then you keep the value.
Easier than going to the gym, my friend.
Yes. Just practice the little bastard in and then get it down. So
that's fantastic. Now, you and I have seen this industry from the inside and you've seen it globally. And I'm interested to understand, is there one lie or fiction that we're still telling ourselves about the pace of change in the UK? Do you think that we're deluding ourselves in some way that that we're doing really well with electric cars and electric vans and electric trucks? Or do you think that customers are mad not to be moving to EV at even bigger scale?
I think the change is there. EVs are coming quite strong in the market. We see it, especially when I look into the UK. And also, it's a safe value to invest for any customer, from my perspective, from a personal, because it's a battery. And you also get a warranty from the OEM, for example, for 8 years. So we can check in between and after also the warranty. And this is a stable value. So, and you are not on any political inflection at this point. So an EV is stable and grow, and there are more coming. And I don't know if you know, but there's three companies, big one, also from the Asian market. They just opened 250 sites in 2025. So, and there we see. And to be honest, if you drive an EV and you have a healthy battery, so and you can sell it for a high value, so you're safe.
Mm. Is this the one product that Avalo specialize in, or do you have a range of different products and services?
So we have this unit where we do this flash test, so the 3 minutes fast check. We have this premium test, but also we have an expert level. So with this data we are analyzed, we can give a whole assessment. So where everyone knows, or we can build a report where you know this and this is happening with your battery. So we can also support manufacturers on this part to see what's going on with the battery. And of course, we are growing with our portfolio. So they are coming something in 2026. So I can't say at this moment, so I have to shut my mouth on this, but you will see. And I think you will see it definitely through EV, because as one of our partners, you will be one of the partners who will announce it later summer this year.
Okay. Oh, well, you're keeping me guessing, aren't you? You're not going to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you, and you don't need to guess. So, but our main focus be still EV batteries, plug-in yes. hybrids and EVs, because you have to be specialized that you can do the diagnostic. And when we look in the past on the ICE vehicle, there were also the specialists to looking in parts of the vehicle. So for the engine, for example, there was a specialist. We are the specialists in the battery.
It's a growing market and you're a growing business. Are there risks in your organization about overextending, going too hard to look for global growth rather than focusing on a few discrete markets?
So there's a clear structure from our management. So our C-level look into the markets, look the potential grow, and also safety grow, so with low risk, so that we can develop the market and then we can support the market. But what we just do is we helping the market to develop that they can go more positive and frequently with EVs and PHEVs. And every time before we structure a new market, so there's a whole team to sitting together, market analyzing, and then the C-level, or especially our CEO, Mr. Berger, will make the decision, yes, we go this market, or the market is not ready, we have to wait until the right time to enter the market.
Mm. So there's a real mindset which is putting structure in place to ensure that you don't overextend yourselves and disappear. Good. I'm pleased because what you offer is something unique and really valuable that we need in these markets to be able to give that level of confidence. I'm fascinated by the Austrian culture, and there's a difference in how sometimes I think we are perceived. I am a very emotional person. I'm very open and I'm very excitable. You are very organized and together and professional. Do you have times when you get excited and you get thrilled about something? What was the last time that you went, yes, I've achieved that?
Sorry, but we are not German. We are Austrian. We get excited. Yes. Okay. Most of the time, because we working very hard to educate the market. So, and when we achieve that, the people take notice and think about our solution, think about the EV. So then it's a huge achievement. So, and of course, when we have done a good sales pitch and we sign off a customer, also we will celebrate and not too quiet. So in the awesome way, very loud. And this goes wine, by the way. So,
has there been a customer come to you, Alex, that says your product isn't the right solution for me and you need to go and develop something new to help them?
Yes, we support this customer, but also sometimes our customers who just look in readout value and readout value, it's a service provider. They don't show a red flag when something is wrong with the battery. Yes. And then they ask us, did we get just a readout value because it's cheaper, for example? Then we said, no, we're doing diagnostic because our value is there. And we have to go in the market with the value because there's no sense. You get the readout value from any OEM with the OEM tester. So, and with us, you get the whole diagnostic value. And this is the most important part.
Mm-hmm. Now, we both like rules in our various countries, Austria, UK, we have rules and regulations and bureaucracy. And I wonder if you were the law for the day, is there a rule or a piece of bureaucracy that gets in your way that you'd like to remove?
This is a good but also a difficult question because I'm more in the people business. I'm more in the consumer part. So we want to develop and support this market because you can't remove a government so that they're going faster, yes, because they have their rules. They have their strategy how they go. But also I'm already in contact with one London transportation department. They're also asking us to help them to look into public transportation. So what can Avenue do for them?
That's interesting. I was wondering specifically about things like we have in the UK, the zero emission vehicle mandate, the ZEV mandate, and whether that's a positive thing because government is saying we will get rid of petrol and diesel cars by 2035, and whether that's a really positive thing for the industry or whether that's a stick that we don't need and we should just be doing this as and when customers are ready. Do you have a view?
Yes, I have a view and I have to answer this diplomatic because I also want to talk friendly with the guys who drive an ICE vehicle with a lot of PS, but also the EVs like Tesla, they have now quite a lot of power or other brands. So, and to be honest, so of course for the old timer, for the classic cars, so we need the ICE vehicle because this is a value. So what we have, where we grew up, we see the old cars like Ford Mustang GT, old one. So, but if we're going in the to the community, to the normal environment, so I think it's very important that the EV gets more and more push, yes, because with this fast charging station, so and with this clean energy, So we have that what we can use. It's a huge value because, as we know, the European Union, the UK is not a part of it, but also look into it. So that we go that carbon emission in 2030, 2035. So, and I think EV can support this.
Yeah. Do you think that the legislation may be eased slightly and the targets may be changed, the target dates may be changed to allow legacy manufacturers, many of them German, who are struggling to achieve the sales targets that they need to make the transition to electric?
And then they already doing. So you see Mercedes, Volkswagen, all these German brands. So just an example of two brands, but they are getting with a quite interesting vehicle in the market. So, and I think we can't just say, we just look into the German. We have to think, so for all the markets, they see what's coming. They see also that Chinese brands are coming quite hard into the market. And therefore, we all the OEMs have to do something. They're doing something. And it's great what they're achieving because we get new models in the market quite fast. And also design-wise, a lot of models looking very nice. And I think there we are on a good way, but it takes time. And I think there is the decision to made is, I can't recommend something. I think the decision have to be made by the government, by the European government, UK government. So to may move the date or don't move the date, because the automotive industry, so what was growing in the European Union, so in the past, I think this was the highest export came from Europe. And this have to be also protected and that it can stable grow also when some other countries maybe are in the development and at this moment a little bit faster. But keep on going, keep on pushing. So because EVs will be the future. Look in Amsterdam, for example. Amsterdam EV sharing. So there's no sharing for ICE vehicle anymore. So we have to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if China will have be a major challenge for you as more and more and more vehicles move into new markets. How do you keep pace with all of the new vehicles that are coming out of China? Is it literally a case of get hold of one, test your kit on it, see what changes you need to make? Or are all systems broadly the same within any vehicle?
No, each vehicle will be completely reverse engineered. We're looking into the vehicle in detail. Yes, and this is a process, and there's different battery size. So then software and all these parts. And therefore, we have a team now from almost 60 people of engineers who get in the car checking. They're flying also to other countries to check their vehicle. So it's not just we doing everything here in Vienna. So they're also going, for example, to the US. They're going to Australia. They're going to Japan. And we're checking their vehicle and see that we can do the reverse engineering to give them a diagnostic value for our customer, because this is our level.
Mm. Wow, that's a huge task, isn't it? That's very front-end expensive. You've got a lot of upfront costs there that you need to recoup. And to do that, you need to drive revenue, you need to drive new customers. Where are you looking with the greatest joy in terms of your markets that you look after? Where's the big opportunity for you?
The big opportunity is already there, because when we change the behavior of the consumer in 2025, that 5 or 5 asking for a battery health certificate. So there's a change. It's a huge success, because we also did a huge education part on this one to support the United Kingdom on this. And then on the other hand, that this comes now into the market. And as you see, and you can go to the landscape and search for Avilo, you will see now more and more places. And we have already pre-signed contracts with big companies in the UK. So, and the rollout is coming, and it's already going on, to be honest. as you know, BCA, UK, Cox Mannheim, UK. So it's all working. So
the vast majority of used vehicles are moving through one of those providers. And so end customers are benefiting from having the battery state of health certification that you do through those auction houses. I wonder, you are spread quite thin. You have a lot to do and a huge geographical area. How much time do you get to spend at home, I wonder?
So I like my pillow at home because I come late and I go early. And this is our company culture, and this is very good. Of course, I also have a family. I have enough family time. There's a huge work balance. I love to work here because it's like a very family-oriented company. But also, we're looking to a strong, stable growth, and therefore, we have to also deliver. And this brings, for example, last year, the people in the UK asked me, are you already moved here, or are you still in Austria? I said, no, I'm still in Austria, yes. But we can everything balance. So, and this is great here.
So do you do an awful lot of Teams calls and online calls with clients rather than traveling?
Both. So we are trading quite a lot. We do online courses, we do online training, and we did in one of our on our website also one with you with ED Cafe, so where you can see how I did a live test, so in the studio. So it's just like everything from everywhere. So we are traveling, we are in the office working as a team there together, we are traveling, we are sometimes in the home office. So, and the company culture is great.
I picked up from you earlier, you were talking about the Ford Mustang, and that's not many people's reference point unless you are a car person. Are you a car person? A car guy?
I like cars, yes, but I like the old, the good ones. So, and of course, EVs.
So what's the dream? If you could have a classic car that you could turn into being an EV, what would you choose?
Whoa. So this is a question, sorry, but I won't answer because there will be a lot of tops and a lot of thumbs down. Because if I tell some of this fans of old timer that I want to change this expecting old timer, so they will not love it, but other one will love it. But what I saw at the AM Live last year, where we also exhibited, so I saw the, and this was funny, I saw a replica of the Mr. Bean's vehicle. You were there, right?
Yes, so, I've seen it, yes.
As an EV, so. And this was amazing that also this this small industry is thinking about, oh, maybe we get some old time into EVs. It's great. So it's changed a lot.
Yes, that was Felten, the company called Felten, which is Welsh for lightning, I think. And they converted that vehicle and it's a little mini that they made electric. And I've seen so many done now. And one day I will find out from you what you'd like to convert from an old engine into an electric. But we'll leave it for now. I'm just wondering what commercially, what's your 2026 looking like in terms of your progress so far, 3 months in, against your objectives? Are you somebody who's smashing your targets? Have you got work to do? Or are you just kind of doing okay?
No, it's every time a balance. So on one hand, you smash it. So on the other hand, you have a lot of work to do. And but there's a balance. So, and this is like in every jobs where you structure the market through sales. So you have exciting things. And then you have some, oh, Jesus, I have to talk with him. But we will do it because he's also an important customer and we will convince him that he go with this right solution. So, and the important thing is that I am and we are a part of the new future, the new transportation future. And we step in the right time. So, and this gives me passion and a lot of fun when I'm talking with my clients. And for 2026, we want to, of course, I want to smash, as you know me, I want to smash the UK market, but also following our structure for the UK market, and not too fast and not too slow.
And that's the thing which you really do discover. When I met you, you're a big, imposing person. And I thought, whoa, this is going to be quite a serious day. And actually, you are so much fun. And I have a memory of you having a twinkle in your eye. You're quite mischievous, quite naughty at times. Am I right?
We had fun. We had a lot of fun. Yes.
How do you think history will look back on this time for Avalo? Do you think that history will say that was a game changer? Avalo was a turning point in the adoption of used electric vehicles.
I think I don't want to point the time. So because this is belonging to the founder, they have to announce this. But I would say from my perspective, from my view, from my markets I supporting, that diagnostic, that we do in diagnostic, that we focus on diagnostic, we are in the right time already. We were there already, and we're getting stronger and supporting this diagnostic because this gives value, and therefore is Avalo in the right place with their diagnostic.
And that was the perfect way to bring this to a close, I suspect, in that it is the perfect product. I've seen it work. I've seen it work on Paul Kirby's car. And within 3 minutes of plugging
even
in the
there,
ABD,
it's working. What's the dirty the car?
That was filth. Filth. That man, honestly, he treats his cars so harshly. But what you were looking at was not all of the McDonald's wrappers. You were looking at the battery state of health. And within 3 minutes of plugging in the OBD reader, you had a report which you were able to see on a screen, be able to get a certificate on screen and sent to you by email, and you could prove very, very accurately the life of that battery, how it was performing now, and any issues that there were. It was brilliant. So right product, right place, the time has never been better. And there are really good bargains for buyers at the moment in the commercial and car space to get to an auction to buy an electric vehicle that has been used but has been tested by you. Would you recommend everybody go on?
Yes, and don't forget the car dealer. So now we are growing quite fast with our team in the UK. We're getting car dealers in the north, in the south. We're supporting car dealers just have 5 EVs on the venue, and also we supported car dealers with 100 EVs in value to make them confident to stand into the market that they buying and selling EVs. So, and that they also give a user experience level, a very high one for their customers. So, and that's it what we are doing.
It's often said that people are frightened of moving to electric vehicles, and we both know that fear is based on a lack of understanding and knowledge. The one way to tackle the not understanding EVs, not understanding battery chemistry, not understanding how batteries have performed, is to get answers that people are prepared to put their name to and to certify so that you can push away those questions and move forward knowing that you're getting a really good answer. All I know is that from what I've seen and what I know of Avalo, you're brilliant and you can really make a difference. Alex, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise and your fun. That's the end of this podcast, and I'm really grateful to you. So thank you.
Thank you too. And have a wonderful day. See you soon in the UK, hopefully.
Darn right. We will always be seeing you because you are now an EV Cafe Gold partner, and we will be working very closely together to make sure that your commercial aspirations meet the needs of the customer and we get the success that you deserve. So from me for today, you can find us on socials and wherever you get your podcasts. Join the EV Cafe next time for more. That's me. I'm done. Now bring on the Dancing Lobsters.